Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
Should we have our special surprise guest here for the intro?
Yes.
Hey, everybody. You'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
It's not about that.
In fact, it's almost always about that. It's especially about that this week because our special guest this week is our fourth sibling, Annie Gibbs. Yay!
Fifth, at least 15 of you want this.
Annie Gibbs is here.
A whole 15.
Though you're seeing this or hearing this at the very beginning of the episode, as if we're all just vibing and connected, the way this went down was that I did not tell Grant and Allie that Annie was coming. So the beginning of the episode, you're going to notice some tension. Grant's mad. Allie's mad. No one knows what the episode is going to be. And then you're going to hear Allie scream at a level that I've never heard her scream before when her sister, who she just saw this week, I'm sure, walks through the door. It's as if Christ himself had risen today.
You would think we're like long distance family members. Like I only get to see her like once every 6 months.
Like she's coming home from war. Yeah. Like surprising you at your recital.
Whatever. I digress. This is our 1 year. This is our first birthday. This is the podcast's first birthday. Happy 1 year birthday to us. And super thankful for all of you that have been here for any part of our first year, but especially those of you who have been here the whole time. We love you like you're our own children or our parents, whichever one you feel.
Tiny announcement. My special is still available to stream. Please do that. We love it. And then if you're hearing this on the day, the 10th, if you're in Los Angeles, you can come see the live holiday musical that we do. The show on the 10th is going to feature Vic Michaelis as our special guest. Available video on demand is our Rachel Bloom show that we did last week. It's the same show with Rachel Bloom that you would see this week with Vic Michaelis. So you won't miss out on any of the special treats.
You get to say hit it, Grant, to make the thing go.
Hit it, Grant.
Do I do that now?
Yeah, whenever you want.
Hit it, Grant.
Are you bringing a fucking snake in and that's why it's so cold in here?
It's very cold in here, huh? It's because I'm wearing this hat
freezing.
It feels like we're maybe bringing the snake in.
It's freezing. Okay, so just for the listener, the listener in.
Can you see
your hat? It looks dumb as hell. Yes, of course we can see
it. Should I take it off?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's...
dumb as hell?
Yeah, it's distracting.
But when has dumb as hell ever stopped me from doing something?
And when has dumb as hell ever stopped me from telling you you look dumb as hell?
Am I having a crinkle on my mic? No, I'm good.
For the listener, gosh, can we please clue the listener in?
It's probably because
basically
of that, we'll do that
we showed up to the pod record today, and Gabe was being weird about the timing of the pod. He sent us a text to ask us when we record our first and second pod, and I was like, "What's going on?" Come to find out, Gabe's planned a special guest. That Grant's theory is that it's a snake because it's so cold in this room.
It's very cold in this room. And the only reason I would keep the room cold is because I'm bringing in a snake.
Or some kind of like reptile. I want to guess
I'm
that
not sure I'd call a special guest a reptile. That's a little rude.
I want to guess that the special guest is Santa Claus.
Wouldn't that be nice? Hey. Santa Claus. Saint Nick.
What if Santa's coming?
Isn't it Topo Gijo?
I don't know.
No, it's Popo Gijo.
I literally don't think we've ever said it right.
You guys know what we're talking about? The Adoits do. It's from The Santa Claus.
The movie.
The movie starring Tim Allen.
Republican Tim Allen.
Which absolutely, that movie absolutely rips.
No, it does
that
rip.
Movie rips.
Honestly, all three rips. When I was a kid, I had such a big crush.
Honestly, all three rips.
All three rips. Let me finish my sentence because I think it's important that I do.
Okay.
In reference to Santa Claus. When I was a kid, I had such a big crush on his son.
Yeah, he was a cutie, huh?
When his son, at the time in my life, when his son was older than me.
Yeah.
I was like, he's so cute.
Flashing back to last year, we talked about this movie as well, but keep going.
Did I say the same thing?
No, I said something that
well,
you
guys made me cut. I believe that. What's alarming is there's like a scene when he's a teenager or he's at the high school or whatever, and he drops in through the ceiling in his gymnasium and does like graffiti on his gymnasium.
Oh,
wall.
In the second one?
And
yes,
I was
because
like,
the hot principal who becomes Mrs. Claus, spoiler.
Spoiler. I was like, he's so hot. Also, and why did my little tiny kid brain think that it was hot that a guy was being sort of disruptive to his community?
Yeah. Hey, here's something that I think you'll agree with, Al. How come it's Santa Claus and then Mrs. Claus? Does she have a first name? Cinti? Cinti and Santa? What are their names?
You think Mrs. Claus's first name is Cinti?
I don't know. I'm just trying to...
You think
feminized
that
Santa.
That would be like if you got married and your wife's name was Gabby, just because she married you.
Yeah.
Santa marries Cinti and Gabe marries Gabby.
Yeah, and Grant marries Grant.
The feminine of Grant is Grant.
What is the feminine of Grant? Grant. Grant.
Grantella.
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 Grantilla.
And those are that's the rules for
marriage. We're actually zeroing in on what would be honestly a beautiful name. Grantilla.
Grantilla. Grantilla.
Anyway,
The Santa Claus, a great film where Tim Allen's character kidnaps his own son and we're supposed to be on Tim Allen's team in that movie. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
It's
this is,
kind
I think,
like
what
Mrs.
we talked
Doubtfire.
About last year, but whatever.
It's kind of like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, yes. Where he's doing like big, big crime.
The reality
and
of
you're
Mrs.
On his
Doubt.
Team.
The reality of Mrs. Doubtfire is if that
dark.
Was oh, if my dark. Ex-husband
dressed up as an old woman to pose as my
to infiltrate
nanny,
my home
to make our kids fall in love with him as.
This is how we know the patriarchy, by the way, is alive and well.
This,
because
by the way,
this is a style of film that's been made time and time again where we're supposed to be on the side of the father.
Yeah.
As he commits a crime to see his child. Now, I don't think any parents should be separated from their children, blah, 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 blah. But unbelievable.
I do think you may want to spend more time on that blah, 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 because that was a pretty
you
big.
You guys know.
Yeah, you guys get it.
You
hey,
guys get it.
This holiday season, make sure that we don't separate kids from mommy's daddies.
You know what?
Even if daddies are doing big, big crime.
No, I actually, hold on. I think we're wading into waters that we cannot navigate ourselves. But I'll say...
If daddy does
no.
a big, big crime this Christmas...
There's no...
Just let daddy do that crime this Christmas if he's...
I'm actually going to have to veto this.
Okay,
song.
Great.
Thank you
because
for stepping in.
I feel like
do you not realize
kind of,
where this is going?
I feel like kind of everyone's against me on this episode. Can you take my reverb off at least if you're going to be
because
mean to
some,
me?
Because some of us would argue that the crime you're talking about is not a crime worth separating.
Wow.
And the word big, big, the phrase big, big crime can be interpreted in, I mean, that could be anything. Now.
I'm feeling cornered.
Wait, I have.
And you are. I'd like to say
Grant
something.
Grant has something.
I have a few things to say.
Go oh. ahead.
I saw Zootopia 2 yesterday.
And
do they kiss?
And I'm very angry that the fox and the bunny don't fuck.
Okay, that's
because
sucks.
You mean kiss? It's a children's movie.
And I'll get to that. But also, I think I fell for some AI social media stuff because I saw a clip of them in bed together.
And it's never in
Instagram,
the movie?
And it's not in the movie. And I thought I thought it was real.
Oh, you got.
And that's
I'm also quite.
You got Sora'd.
I'm also quite disturbed at what you're being served.
There's
yeah,
a lot of
yeah,
Zootopia memes.
Horny Zootopia AI
bro,
remixes.
You're telling me,
like,
bro,
like Pixar.
There's
fanfic AI there's, porn.
There's so much. There definitely is Zootopia porn on the internet.
No. I hear you. I understand. I'm just saying I'm not getting served that and you are, which is disturbing to me, not because of your algorithm, but because how the algorithm targets young men like
oh, wow.
you.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Another thing I forgot about when seeing the Zootopia 2 movie was that obviously it's a children's movie, but we arrived at the theater and it was 50% kids and I said, oh fuck, you're right.
Oh yeah.
You
had
just
to
be
in a
watching
movie theater
the
with
movie
a bunch
with
of kids.
For some reason in my head I thought it was gonna be all adults at Zootopia 2, but how foolish
just
was
just a
I?
Bunch of adults making out at Zootopia yeah. 2.
And it was all kids like talking and running around the theater the
well,
whole time.
In yeah. your defense, Grant, you were expecting a different film.
That's right. True. That's true.
Right.
That's true.
What was advertised to Grant is, hey, do you think the Disney marketing team just kind of lets that happen because they're like, whatever, it'll get butts in seats. They just kind of let AI like make people think that it's an entirely different movie.
I'm having like a disturbing realization about, I mean, it comes in waves, the mess that AI video generation will cause.
Yeah. Okay. We could do a whole. Yeah.
I'm just saying that's why my eyes were closed. We don't have to talk about it. I'm just saying that's why my eyes were closed.
Did you see how good Google's new like photo generator is? It's called Nano Banana.
It's called Nano Banana.
Okay. Yeah.
I've been seeing like side by sides of like, here's scary. What it generated 6 months ago. Here's what it's generating now. Terrifying.
I saw someone say,
it's over, bro. It's over.
Someone said, like, here lies the end of photographic evidence.
Yeah.
You literally can't.
Yeah.
I mean, this is such an obvious, like, people talk about this all the time with AI, but, like, that's so crazy. We literally can't use photos or videos in court anymore?
As proof.
A blockchain way to prove
that's a good question. That's a really good question.
You know what? I'll get to the bottom of it, and I'll come back with an answer next week.
Okay.
Now.
That couldn't be a more tech question. Is there a blockchain way to
verify AI photos? Well, this is a STEM podcast.
Well,
nothing says holiday season like, is there a blockchain way to make sure that crimes
cannot
get...
There are so many ways to regulate these things that are being discussed by very smart people right now.
Yeah, but how do you get... I don't want to do this anymore, but how do you get the government to understand what the Web 3.0 bros understand?
And I would count myself as one of those ladies. I'll say that.
Hey, happy 1 year anniversary to this fucking show. This is our 52nd episode.
This is our 52nd episode,
which means we've been doing this show for a year. And what a year it's been. We've been doing this show. We've been doing this show for 100 years. And Grant has had to listen to us do about 1,500 songs because it's like 25 songs per episode times 50, which is not 1,500.
And if you added to that Grant's whole life since he was a kid, us making up stupid songs because we do it outside of the podcast, if you can believe that.
He's had to listen to about 1 million songs.
So when you think about it, we've been doing this show for 31 years. We've been doing this show for 31 years. But just one of them we recorded, and that was this past year.
That's
right. Welcome to it.
The 30 years prior is unreleased footage. The 30 years prior, we'll put on the Patreon we start soon.
Imagine we had a backlog of the dumb songs we've written.
My God.
It would actually be kind of fun.
How many times do we think Grant sang this year? I think we had him in the teens, probably the teens amounts of time. Maybe the 20s, do you think?
I don't think I sung half the episodes. Probably teens.
Yeah, probably teens. That sounds right.
If I sing more than once in an episode, what counts as me singing?
Singing.
That's up to you.
Oh, then maybe it's in the 20s then, because I probably had episodes where it was more than once.
Yeah, that's true.
That is 20s more than I expected. And for that, we thank you.
Okay. Here's what's exciting is our special guest has arrived.
Oh my God. Why am I nervous?
And I'm going to go get them. And
it's kind of ruined my morning, however, Sam.
I know. Okay. You guys are... I could tell this is why I was cornered about big crime. This is why I was cornered. No one wanted to go on these bits with me.
I'm going to
be right back, but I would, if you guys don't mind.
Should we talk without you?
Yes. I think you guys should stay on, and I think, because I would love for us to be...
having a moment. Okay,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, have a
go,
moment. Go, 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 I'll go. Be as fast as I can, Grant, and we'll get them plugged in.
Anxiety controls my life. Am I allowed to talk vaguely about your honey?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I
was at a party last night. And I was sitting with some women who I just met but respect greatly. And we were talking about the men in our life, and we were talking about like the dynamic between men and women as it stands, and for many of these women married to men, what it's like to live with a man and blah, 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 blah. And it wasn't meant to be like a men bashing moment, but it was kind of like, what is wrong with these dudes? And I said, there are still some good dudes in the world. And I told the story that I had just met your new girlfriend. And I was like, something that I think is really encouraging and exciting is like, I know my brothers are good men. And I know that this is like, Gabe leaves the room and we're being very serious. But I actually wanted to tell you this before we started recording, but now we're recording. So I'll tell you now. I know my brothers are good men and I know they're good people in the world. But meeting your new girlfriend made me be like, yeah, my brother is a really good guy because your new girlfriend is so like smart and self-assured and she challenges you and she's got ideas and she's like a full-fledged person that you value her for that reason. And not a lot of men in Los Angeles will choose that in a partner. And I think that she's like amazing and that's a testament to her as a person, but also it's a testament to you. So
thank you so much for saying that, seriously.
And I said that about you in a room that you weren't in. So I thought you should know.
Thank you. That means a lot. It really does.
That I think she's cool too.
And she listens and she'll hear this as well. And now we have.
Welcome to the podcast. Yeah!
I knew it would be. I knew it would be.
Suggested that we have you on next week. When did you plan this?
A second special guest.
Second special guest is the office dog Noosh.
Ladies and gentlemen,
for the first time on the podcast, please welcome our fourth sibling who we talk about but is never on the show, Annie Gibbs.
Wait, I'm like, I am.
Why are these huge?
I am more nervous about you being a guest on the pod than anyone ever has been, than I have been about anyone. I'm tripping over my words.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I love this outfit.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
It's a pre-Christmas look.
It is
look.
So weird to see you in this seat. I never thought you would be in this seat. For real.
Grant, I would like to come out and say I'm sorry for lying to you this morning.
Oh.
I actually felt so bad because Grant was like, I'm trying to coordinate, like, get my work phone dropped off.
What happened to Annie's mic? Oh, no, you're good.
Grant freaking muted me. He's so bad. No, and then I was like, I have a date with my boyfriend.
You want to know what's so funny? As we walked in and Gabe was like, I have a special guest. And my first prediction was that it was Gabe with a mustache. I thought that he was going to turn around and put on a mustache and be like, it's me, the special guest.
It's me, special guest. Happy 1 year anniversary.
And then my second prediction, I was like, well, it could be Annie, but Grant and Annie would have driven together. So it's not Annie.
Right. So wait, I was worried because you, Grant. Okay. So I think we've talked about this to the listeners, but.
Four Grant, siblings who live in the same city being so surprised and excited to see
each other.
When literally every single one of you has my location.
I'm like, oh my God.
Too. That's true too. So Grant and Annie live together. And I wasn't sure if Annie was near Grant when I texted her this morning because I had been meaning to text her all week to be like, it would be so cute to have her surprise on the 1 year anniversary of the pod. But they live together. I didn't want to. Anyway, I forgot because I forgot until
no,
literally
Grant
this morning.
I wouldn't have even noticed.
That's true.
But I was like, you, we live together in the amount of things that he does not like put together.
I get it.
Like what?
Shots fired. Uh oh.
Grant's catching strays.
So I texted Annie this morning and was like, hey, will you be our special guest? Don't tell anybody, but just come on. And then, dude, the stink in this studio all morning because they were so mad at me not telling them. They're like, who is it?
You know
what is going on? I'm like, it's just a special
guest. And
then
Grant's like, it's so cold in here. Is it a snake?
Grant thought it was a snake.
Yes.
And I said,
you would have to make it hot in here if it was a snake because snakes are exothermic.
Damn.
I learned that.
True.
I learned that.
She got your ass.
I learned that during Zootopia 2 yesterday.
Oh my God.
Did you watch Zootopia 2?
No. He saw it with his lady.
We were just talking about his lady. I got permission to talk about her on the pod. And I was talking about how cool she is.
She rocks.
Okay, so in this 1 year, you've tuned in a couple of times to the pod at least, and it's been fun to watch. There were a couple recordings that we did at their apartment, and we would have Annie off camera back there crocheting and just and just giggling.
And Mom was the only one. Mom would text me and be like, I can hear you laughing in the background. And I'm like, what do you mean? I can't hear myself laughing. She's like, I know what your a laugh mother sounds knows. Like.
And also, in your defense, it was at your house, so you could just do whatever you wish.
Y'all drinking my Diet Coke? Drinking
your that's true for
She's
real.
She's held a grudge for this that's long. True for
real. Well, She's been waiting to come on. Finish them.
I don't.
Kendra oh yeah, because like because a I third of a Diet Coke, and then leave.
Because no, I get anxiety from too much caffeine.
As
so
a person that buys Diet
two.
Coke that people come over straight to my fridge and drink it, it is kind of infuriating because Diet Coke is not cheap.
Yeah,
no,
in this economy,
it's not cheap.
They're right. like, they know they have us by the balls.
Hey, the last Diet Coke Big I Coke. Got was, I got a Grinch meal this week. Have you seen that McDonald's is doing a Grinch meal? The Grinch meal is an adult Happy Meal where you get a Big Mac or chicken nuggies. You get a Diet Coke or drink of your choice. And then you get...
Imagine getting not a Diet Coke.
You get Grinch fries, which I don't know why I'm giving McDonald's this much airtime for free, but you get Grinch fries,
yeah,
which is...
Yeah, because our airtime is so valuable.
You get Grinch fries, which is they give you fries and then this extra like bag and then this like dill pickle Grinch powder.
Okay, I saw a TikTok of a woman collecting that powder.
Ew, in what way?
What?
And putting it into like a like an Old Spice container, and then she like cut out this front
an
of the package.
Old Spice,
into,
like deodorant?
Just a spice, Gabe, you know
a
what
spice
I mean.
Shaker, you idiot.
and taping the package to the front of it, and she was like, I put this on everything now. Damn, she's like, my girl. Grinch sauce or whatever.
No, here, my you big beef. Like my big beef, like first it. Of all, Grinch sauce is tough. Grinch sauce sucks. My beef with it is they give you the same size packet of Grinch sauce, which is not, first of all, not sauce. It's powder. Like if you took
like Grinch fart dust.
Grinch fart dust. if you took a Cool Ranch Dorito and got rid of the Dorito, you know that like powder.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah. I understand the concept. Okay.
Are you looking for the word seasoning?
Yeah. Okay. 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 No.
Gabe tried to describe seasoning and said, if you took a Cool Ranch Dorito and took away the Dorito.
I thought today would be fun with my siblings, but I forgot that when it's all four of us, everyone gangs up on me because I say stuff that's a little bit crazy and they're all a little bit smarter than me. So when I try to describe things, they just all giggle and I'm in my own world because I try to describe a very simple thing in the most complex way possible. The two of them. I just tried to mansplain seasoning to my two sisters and it's on camera. Yes, it's caught on camera. Now I look like a big old idiot.
He said the Grinch sauce is when you take a Cool Ranch Dorito.
No, but I'm sort of getting after texture and flavor more than I am describing seasoning. Like it has like a powdered milkness.
Yeah,
to it.
I understand what you're
saying.
Do
you get what I'm saying? So
like if you took a flavor blasted goldfish and you took away the goldfish.
Correct. 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 I hate
Cheeto
it here.
Cheeto without Cheeto.
I hate it here.
Just
yes,
dust.
But you get what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
different
Cheeto
than,
without Cheeto, exactly.
But that's but that is different than seasoning because that has a like a.
It's
to
got
it.
A. You're right.
It's got a like a powdered milkness to it. So anyway, my
so
beef
stuck
with it.
On powdered milk.
I don't know. My beef with the Grinch meal is they give you the same size packet of Grinch powder regardless of what size fries you order. So I got a small fry. And then it was just
and you
like
had too much Grinch sauce.
Caked in Grinch sauce.
So you should.
So why did you put all the Grinch sauce?
Well,
on
I
it?
Didn't know. It was my first time. It's like it requires a level of finesse that you only have as like a second try.
Here's,
adult,
you know what I mean?
So you have to try it.
I know how to cook. I just went for it because I trusted.
You love the Grinch. You'll get a second. We should all go get Grinch meals together after this.
Is the Grinch IP no longer protected because? You know, you can only like copyright.
Oh,
yeah. You can only copyright like Mickey Mouse for like 100 years or whatever. And I wonder if the Grinch IP is up because
there's been a lot of stuff.
Walmart is doing a Grinch
yes,
thing.
Yes,
McDonald's is doing a Grinch
it
thing.
Must be public.
It must be. It must be public now,
because,
like this year,
because the specifically the Jim Carrey like Universal Grinch is not public domain, but the Grinch as a character is public domain.
It must be now because they would have done this years ago.
Right.
So it must be public now.
Which is why Annie's making fun of my gestures. This is one you'll watch
Guys,
on YouTube.
Can we have a moment to say happy 1 year anniversary to the pod. We were sent a special 1 year old birthday treat by one of our most favorite listeners.
Oh shit, do I get to try this?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, you do. And actually, Annie, not only I didn't know you were coming this morning, so I brought you a Trader Joe's cooler So Grant could bring some ice cream home to you in one of those Trader Joe's coolers.
Okay.
Allie's got my back.
I literally Holy said shit. To Grant this morning, Annie will want this purple container.
So Allie has been communicating with this friend. Who is our friend and how can we give them a shout out?
You know what? I'm actually feeling embarrassed in this moment because I realize I don't know her name.
Well, this is coming from Millie's Ice Cream.
Yes.
Which is Millie's Ice Cream. This is the description on how not to get frostbite from the dry ice pellets. Okay.
It's in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania.
In Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, Millie's Ice Cream. Shout
the box
out Bridgeville.
Is Homestead, Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's an I believe it's a truck. And there's pictures that we'll repost her
we'll
stuff because she's so cute and so fun. And okay. She's a listener, and I feel so lucky that she was willing to send this to us as our 1 year. Birthday treat. I actually brought spoons. Let me go grab them.
Okay. So this, we have Purse one spoons. Option one, Millie's Best Chocolate made with good chocolate. It says not generic chocolate. We have Gosh. Cookie dough.
This packaging is awesome.
This packaging is like cool. Seal, thank you, Millie's.
So you
cookie dough.
No Annie,
you
freezer
need to
burn.
Talk into the mic, please.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, see, Allie and I have the opposite issue where I don't talk into the mic and where Allie talks so far
loud.
Into the mic.
Yeah, the mic is in her throat. Backyard s'mores, which is good. We like s'mores from the backyard. We also were given coffee break.
Yo.
That's going to be Annie's favorite.
Made with real coffee, not flavoring, it says. Okay, they're kind of killing it at Millie's. They're located on East 7th Street in Homestead, Pennsylvania.
I should have asked our friends at Millie's before this, but presumably you can order it online because she sent it to us in a beautiful box.
That's true.
In a Millie's branded box.
Oh, this is a mangoes, a dairy-free gelato. They have a mango dairy-free gelato. Wow.
Technically it's a sorbetto.
I'm going to toss that off.
Wow.
And then, okay, which one do we want to start with? And then I want to
take a spoon.
I want to ask everybody.
Why
sort
are
of,
the things stuck to the spoon?
It ain't clean.
It's a spoon from my house, so I'll use that spoon. And you can use the clean spoon.
Annie, I feel like you should start with the chocolate.
And no, Annie's coffee.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
A story about Annie is one time we took her to the Arts District in downtown Los Angeles to get ice cream at the Salt and Straw. And she ordered the coffee praline ice cream, which is her favorite ice cream at that Salt and Straw. Ooh, that looks so good. Yum. Smell it.
What if it has good smell?
I'm gonna do backyard s'mores. I
want cookie dough. What do you want, Grant?
Oh, we can do cookie dough. Grant, what do you want?
The chocolate.
The best chocolate ice cream. I'm tossing.
Best
this is high risk.
Chocolate.
3, 2, 1. Nice catch.
Now I'm gonna correct myself, but I'm assuming this person who sent us her name is Millie, and if it's not, I'm sorry. I'll find out your name
this
in a second.
This is so good.
But this is a big claim from Millie's. To have the best chocolate ice cream. Guys, happy 1 year birthday. Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday.
Oh, but for Art Town. So
I took Annie to Arts District. I think we were with a group. We were with a family. Gabe has a spoon. We were with the family and she went and ordered the coffee praline ice cream. They gave her the wrong ice cream. She walked out and she had a big fat ice cream and she looks at me and she's like, this is not the right ice cream. And I was like, go back in there and tell them they didn't give you the right ice cream and that you want the right ice cream.
No, I got halfway through eating this ice cream cone and was like, wait a second.
This is like some real sister stuff because I don't know if anyone else is going to think this is funny, but she bravely goes back into the Salt and Straw, tells them the ice cream is wrong. I'm sitting outside. She walks back out of the Salt and Straw and she has two of the same wrong ice creams in her hand. She's double fisting.
The two of the same wrongs. I remember this. And they're giant. They're
and also, don't forget the punchline. I took my shoes off in Art Town.
The punchline is later that day, her feet were so nasty and so dirty. And I said, what's going on with your feet? And she looked at me and she said, I took my shoes off in Art Town.
Which is a classic.
Just a classic.
Guys, I'm being serious. This ice cream is very good. This ice cream is like, because they sent it to us, I'm not putting an extra sauce on it. It's genuinely very good.
It's so
good. Is it
good.
Gelato or ice cream?
It's ice cream. It says the word ice cream on there.
Whole milk, cream, cane sugar, egg yolks.
Wow.
Non-fat dry milk.
Very good. Okay.
Wow. I need to make sure. It's so simplistic in the ingredients. Oh, I love this.
This is very good. Thank you, Millie's. Millie's Works. Manufactured by Millie's Ice Cream Works, LLC in Homestead, Pennsylvania. Thank you for sending.
I can't stop.
Can you do a haiku about ice cream or something?
Yeah, we sure can. Let me go ahead and take a stab.
Very good.
Cream, cream. Delicious. Cream, cream. So tasty to me. Cream, cream in my mouth.
No.
Cream, cream, delicious. Cream, cream, so tasty to me. Cream, cream in my mouth.
Can we pause and put away the ice cream right now?
Yes. We're going to take a quick second to eat a little bit of ice cream, put it away, and then we will come back to you guys here on the show. Love you. Goodbye. I forgot. We're back. I forgot to mention, are we cool, Grant? We're back. I forgot to mention, when I asked Annie, she was initially like, nah. She literally, wait, let me read how this went this morning. I was like, hey, do you want to come be our super secret special guest? Hold on.
You like corporate sallied me.
Do you want to be a secret do you want to be a secret guest on the pod today? Don't tell Grant and Allie and show up around 10:30 to the studio. Is that fun to you or crazy for your day? She said, fun, but I for real do not think I have that in me today. When is your 1 year episode? I said, today, LOL. She said, oh, I can suck it up. Can you send me Le Addy? Then she roasted my ass, which she's been doing for 10 years. I sent her a Google Maps link. Oh.
And it wasn't even an address. It was a freaking, it was like negative 32 degrees south, 22 degrees north.
I sent her coordinates.
I know. You keep sending.
I sent coordinates because the building is not actually, it doesn't really have an address on the street.
I've been here before.
So, That's true. But it's hard to find. So I send the coordinates so that it's easier for people to get to. But I sent her coordinates in Google Maps. And for whatever reason, the two, we grew up. Allie and I are older than Grant and Annie, and so we were called the Bigs and the Littles. And for whatever reason, the Littles, Grant and Annie...
Horrendous. Imagine being called a Big.
Imagine being called a Little.
Little is cute.
I would adore being called a Little. A Big?
Yeah, a Big is tough. the Littles have always hated Google Maps for some reason. I think it's generational because there was It was an era...
I'm going to say something that you're not going to like.
Me, Gabe?
You, Gabe.
Okay.
I also use Apple Maps.
Why?
You're the only person I know that uses Google Maps.
You actually are.
I think it's an age thing.
It is.
There was an era where Apple Maps was like messed up, and so everyone was on Google Maps. And
it was for like 3 months.
Yeah, when we were in
Time, it stuck.
Yeah.
It stuck.
No, I do think Gabe's right that people like literally his age and above use
Google Maps.
Our parents use
and we
Apple
use
app.
Maps.
Our parents use Apple Maps. Maps. Yep. Damn. So it's
our
just
our parents
me.
Use Apple Maps.
It's the equivalent of me sending like being the one
Apple
guy in
Maps.
The group text. Oh, okay.
Hey, our parents use Apple Maps. So does Gen Z. Gabe's the only one who uses the other one. He looks so stupid when he's sending coordinates in the group chat. But we don't say shit. But
yes,
we do. But we do. Cause he's foolish and we gotta tell him. Yes, we do. We tell him he's stupid. Like that one time when he said Doritos without the Dorito earlier today.
Seasoning.
I'll never live that down. There's no way I will survive having described seasoning in that way. I will never recover. May I recommend those of you listening, if you have two sisters, do not have them on your podcast all at once.
Your podcast.
One at a time.
I was just going to say.
I know. I understand. It is not my podcast. I just meant that my point exactly. Everything you say, every little thing you say, dissections.
Well,
dissections.
If you would
every hand motion you make will be repeated.
If you would say smart shit, we wouldn't have to say anything.
I don't have any smart shit to say, ever.
I actually want to talk about Annie because she's never been on the pod.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be really hard to interview someone I know everything about.
Yeah.
But what would be interesting for the audience to know about Annie?
Well, Annie is the fourth in the lineup. She also lives in LA. She was the third one of us to move out to LA, right?
Yeah.
Me, Al. Yeah. Then Annie went to Pepperdine, but then stayed in LA.
Wait, you're just talking about her. Let's let her talk about herself.
No, I know. I'm just giving a little setup.
Sure.
And then, what? Whispered. We don't talk about Pepperdine. Okay, we want to talk about Pepperdine.
So redacted, Annie, redacted, redacted.
Annie went
redacted.
To, Annie graduated from Zoe 101 Academy and then stayed.
Ooh.
Wait.
I know you see
me standing here. Do I look good, my dear? Do I look good today? Okay. Anyway.
So Annie,
did any of the actors, Annie, we're talking about Annie. Yeah. Here we go. Let's get back to it. I'm
this
so sorry.
This is the story of my life.
Yeah.
So we get through the whole podcast. She never speaks. We're like, anyway, Annie.
Okay. Al, ask Annie a question to talk about, about herself.
Good thing for you to talk about yourself. Annie, what?
This is my favorite thing to do is to bring a surprise guest Allie doesn't know about and then go, hey, did you have questions prepared for the person you didn't know was coming
on
the podcast?
You know what? I do. Annie, what are you most excited about in your life right now?
Oh, good question. That's actually a good question.
She's shaking. Do you want me to give you time to think?
Well, I was... Okay, part of the reason why I was like, I don't want to come today was because... Okay. This year, I decided to crochet all of my Christmas gifts, not realizing that it takes so fracking long.
Anyway.
Last night, I was going to go to bed at 6 p.m. I know.
Wait. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Take a second there.
Hold on.
I was going to go to bed at 6 p.m. Why? Now, when you go to bed at 6 p.m., does that mean, when are you asleep? When
6:30.
Are you asleep? You're asleep by 6:30, bro?
That's earlier than baby sleep.
6:30? Oh, first of all, falling asleep within a half hour of going to bed, unless you're exhausted, is impressive. Second of all,
you should be falling asleep within like 15
to 20.
Well, it depends on how many things you got to think about that day.
What?
Are you with me, Grant? Looking for somebody. I'm on an island this episode. On an absolute island.
I'll say this.
My sister's here and my brother's still mad at me because I didn't tell him who the special guest was. So I'm over here alone throwing out these little, hey, anybody want to do a podcast with me? Or should I just...
Can I say something?
Always.
Thank you. My greatest quality is that when I go to bed, no matter the time, no matter the day, I close my eyes and I don't remember being in my bed for any amount of time on any given night.
You just wake up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's fire.
I don't pee in the middle of the night.
Does that happen to you? 6:30, you wake up the next day? Or do you wake up a bunch?
I like wake up throughout the night.
Yeah,
because you went to bed so fucking early.
I will say, if I went to bed at 6, I think my... I mean, that's
okay,
kind
okay,
of
okay.
should
but
be
the
studied.
No. The night before, I went to the Deloitte holiday party.
Whoa.
And there's a lot of free wine.
What's Deloitte?
Yeah. It's one of the big four consulting firms.
Yeah, Al.
How do you know that? I mean, how do you get invited to the party? Oh, because of your boy.
Yeah, my man works there.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm like, what are you talking about consulting firms for?
Anyway, there was a lot of free wine. We went in and out after, whatever.
You were hungover.
I was
so hungover. So I was like, I'm going to bed early. Then I was like, actually, I'm going to crochet like the little sweatshop I am.
Teeny tiny one man sweatshop.
One woman sweatshop.
The little engine who could. Yeah. I chugged through it. Got to 21 inches on my back panel, and I really was actually going to crank that bitch out today. And they gave like, but if you can, come on. And I was like, fuck you, I don't want to come. And then he's like, but it's 1 year. And I was like,
okay.
Anyway, I'm really excited to finish all of my gifts. I still need to do my Sweet Crescento one. And I really don't think mom and dad's gifts are going to be completed.
We do a sibling secret Santa every year because we have too many siblings to be buying a gift for all of them. So we do
poor.
We do, yeah, we can't afford
Speak
to be
for
buying.
Yourself. I'm rich.
Allie just got a fancy job, but the rest of us are normal. Grant just got a fancy. Well, I'm the only one. Anyway. Okay, Annie and I are the only normies. So we do a sibling secret Santa because there's too many of us to have to purchase 6 gifts.
No, it's too much. Well, it's actually not so much that it's like too hard to buy 6 gifts. It's more that it's all of us have expensive taste.
Sure.
And so you would have to be spending quite a bit of money
to actually buy a toy. It's like,
so it's a, so for everyone it's like I'm gonna get one person something they actually want would actually like.
Right. I can't get everyone a Whoop.
Except I would really like to petition that the three people who file single on their taxes start adding people, because I get the same person every year.
Yeah, I feel like actually, I get a similar person every year.
I get the same
too.
Person every year too.
Every fucking year.
Which but I like mine.
Okay, back to Annie. Annie is one of these people who like doesn't know how to crochet and then all of a sudden one day hands you a sweater. Like Annie didn't know how to tattoo, and then now most of my tattoos are done by Annie. Is a very like,
she threads eyebrows, she does eyelashes, she does my hair, she cuts it and colors it. She can do anything.
It's one of those like yeah, but is not doing any of them professionally, but is doing all of them at a professional level.
Yeah,
I like my little hobbies.
Yeah,
y'all, she be going out. She's like, I got this event and then I'm going here. And I'm like, I'm laying in my bed with my dog and crocheting a sweater.
My question is, how does your brain work in, like, if I were to try to tattoo or to try to pick up crocheting or to do any of these things that you know how to do, I would watch like 10 YouTube videos and then try. Do you try and then when you bump up against something that's hard, you go research? Or how do you... Like, how did crocheting, how does your brain attack that?
I feel like you watch videos.
Yeah, I mean, our mom taught me how to crochet and knit when I was little. Oh, so
it was in there?
Yeah, it was somewhere deep in my memory, but yeah, I'll like watch videos and then try it. And then when things go wrong, you just keep trying.
Wow.
Our mom also taught me to knit and crochet when I was little, and that is stored just about nowhere in my brain.
It's not in the nog.
But I appreciate the effort she put in, and I feel a connection to her because of it. But do I remember how to knit? No.
I understand. I do want to keep talking about Annie, but also I do need us to stay a little bit on track for the tasks of the episode. Should we have Annie help us with...
Oh, well, I could write a haiku about my sister.
Oh my God, what a wonderful thing to do.
Good at everything. How does she do it? The world may never know. That.
My God, that was like, have you guys seen Lord of the Rings? You know when she's like, things that are, things that were, and things that have yet to be undone. She's like out here speaking like the ghost of fucking...
Good at everything.
My God, get through it, bro. Get
How
through
does
it.
She okay. Do that?
Each and every week, you guys have been sending us in voice memos with problems that you're having in your life, asking us
Wait. I have to say, God. During that haiku, Ellie gave up counting to five on her hands multiple times. How do you
give up?
Give up doing this?
One, two, three.
She went. Gave up.
This is true.
Full on gave up.
Guys, when are you going to the desert for
also,
the holidays?
Also,
I think I'm going to go kind of early.
I'm going to go the 22nd. I want to be there for Christmas, Adam.
Cute.
And on.
I was actually.
But I have to go in on Monday.
Early. Oh, I work remote.
We might be going early because it gives us extra baby help. Anyway, we don't need to do family logistics on the podcast. Everyone, you know this if you listen. If you're new, welcome. We're so glad you're here. If you have been listening and you don't know this, what have you been listening to? We have you send in voice memos of problems that you're having in your life, and we like to solve these problems through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least, music. And so
Wait,
this one...
Sorry.
Oh my
I'm
God.
So sorry.
Can I get through a segment?
UFO out the window. Do you guys see that?
What is that?
It's a UFO.
Grant, to the right.
What is it?
You see it floating down?
It's like
down?
Slowly... It's like those...
Are we going to be okay?
Wait.
Oh, it's an old Mylar balloon.
Oh my
what?
God. Like that one balloon boy? Can we get through a segment
today? Okay,
Gabe,
play the thing.
This one comes in today from our adoit Sophie. Thank you, Sophie.
What's up, siblings? What's up from Westlake?
Westlake.
Okay, first time caller listener since, I don't know, the algorithm popped up the video about, you know, singing about fighting somebody after the first date. That was in my head for days on the subways of Los Angeles. So
I get that.
It really, you know, bolstered my spirits. Anyway, here's the problem. How do I get my much more talented younger brother to make a podcast with me? This brother used to be like, yeah, I'll play along. I'll help you practice your song for your audition. I'll play the piano for you, no problem. And he would like put the sheet music up and like look at me about, you know, when I should begin. And then he would play just like, you know, just slightly change the key, or he'd like play a little bit too fast and just like look at me in the eye, like with deep knowing that he was like fucking it all up for me. And I could barely plink out. I don't know if the sun will come out tomorrow, but together we could do amazing things. We could be unlimited together. You know what I'm talking about.
We do.
But he's so contrary. And he's so much more talented than me. How can I convince him that this would be a great thing for both of us?
No,
and
that
maybe we would make money and or change lives and or it would just be really fun. That's maybe the main thing I need to convince him of. So, yep, would love your advice. Cheers.
Cheers to you. Thank you so much for writing in.
Thanks,
I have
Sophie.
A ton of experience in this exact category.
Of roping your siblings into, how do you get them involved into your antics?
A real answer is, and then I have a song answer, but a real answer
why
is.
Why can't they be both?
It really just has to be so fun for us. And it is. But the other way you get your siblings roped into doing something with you is.
Of ways I've seen you, baby, at middle school, braces and adulthood. I have many years of a thing we call blackmail.
Blackmail.
Blackmail your siblings.
Blackmail.
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 Blackmail your siblings.
It's the only way to get them involved in your stuff is blackmail your siblings.
I promised Grant I wouldn't talk about his headgear if he promised to do this podcast with me. I promised Gabe I wouldn't talk about the 3 days he spent in jail. And this morning, Annie, I said I would talk about her webbed feet if she didn't come on.
Blackmail your siblings. Blackmail your siblings. I promised Allie I would not tell anyone about the time that she went to Mexico and did a drug run. I promised Annie I would not tell the listener about the time that she got lost in the ocean and had to make a deal with Somali pirates, and then she kind of became their leader, and then it led like this really intense situation that involved multiple governments, and she ended up kind of in the midst of an international crime ring. I would never say that out loud, but I would if she didn't come on the podcast, and that's called blackmail.
Blackmail
your siblings.
Blackmail your siblings. Blackmail.
Annie, take a verse.
Blackmail your siblings. Blackmail. Blackmail.
Blackmail your siblings.
Hey!
Like the time that I told Grant that I wouldn't tell the world that he pooped his pants at Snoop.
event.
That sounds like maybe that was real, but I know it's not. But it's a really good one, and if it's true, then I'm very, very
Grant,
happy.
Do you want to take one?
I feel Grant reaching for the microphone. Blackmail his siblings, Grant.
I just want to say I never fucking pooped at Snoopy's event.
If he's going to poop at any event, it certainly won't be Snoopy's. Snoopy is Grant's Blackmail number one person.
Song, but it's this style now.
Blackmail your siblings. That's the only way you can get them to do the stuff that you want them to do.
Yeah, because you saw their baby butt when they were baby naked.
Nope.
Which nope. Is, hey, here's the thing. Baby naked is different than naked.
Of course it is, and we're not going to talk about this, but of course it is.
But like, baby naked is so different, and like, baby naked is a thing that like, when Carmen has her little buns out, I want to.
Okay, we're done.
I want to show everyone right. Those little buns.
No, I get that.
You know what I mean?
It's like biological. Like
when you're an adult, keep your buns to yourself. But when you're a baby, show those buns to the world, dude.
Show your baby buns to the world.
The baby buns. Baby buns, baby buns are the best.
Baby buns, baby buns.
What is that? Baby born? Isn't that a doll? Wasn't that a commercial for a doll?
Baby alive.
Baby. Yeah.
You fed it this weird green goo. And then it did a little.
Was it green goo? Like.
Like peas.
Like if you had like sort of a covering on a chicken wing, but you took away the chicken wing and then you gave it this green goo. I'm trying to do it. Jeez.
That what?
Nothing worse than them roasting me in the same way 10 times. Me trying to do a callback to that roast and it absolutely flopping.
I'm really not trying to mess with you. But you said covering on a chicken wing and I was trying to figure out what you meant by the covering of a chicken wing. I was like container that the chicken wings are in.
The skin.
Everyone be nice to me. Okay, blackmail your siblings. Hey Al, this is going to be an interesting one because you're going to have to do something in the next
Please
few minutes.
Please don't do the stupid thing that you always do. Let me just sing.
I'll skip it, but it's interesting because this is the first time that it's different. You know what I'm saying?
It's not different.
It's not.
It's a special week. Cause this week my sister's here. I'm gonna ring my brothers, but we all know who will win this time. It's a really big week. We got the anniversary of 1 year, and I'm gonna ring my brothers, but we all know who will win this time. It's the ranking of the brothers. It's the ranking of my
number one brother is Annie. My one and only sister and my best sibling on any day, Annie Gibbs.
Your one and only sister and your number one brother.
My one and only sister and my favorite brother, Annie Gibbs.
Yeah, that's fair.
I am them.
I am them. I am both.
I am them.
I am them.
I am
What did Annie do this week to be your number one brother? Or it's just
literally existed?
Okay, I'll tell you fair, what. Fair, fair, I'll fair, tell you fair, what she fair, did this fair. Week. None of the bullshit y'all boys have been up
yeah.
to.
Excuse me.
Actually, I have to confront Gabe about something.
Ooh, uh-oh. Do it.
So does that, wait. Does this mean I'm number two or three in the rankings?
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
How do these two?
Or are we so far below number one that it's almost moot?
It's close to moot, but let me tell my story because I have to decide if the thing I have to confront you about makes you number two or three.
Okay, go ahead.
Gabe is invited to this fancy party every year. It's a holiday party. I
famously love parties. And I even love parties full of people I don't know.
An insane human being to be, by the way. I go to any party I go to where there's, it has to be mostly people I know. And then I start to get nervous in a different way. But really, I need like a little posse of homies that I feel like I can tuck myself into for the night. Allie, an insane human being, will walk up to a stranger and go, girl, love that. What's your deal? Straight up, I watched her do it yesterday to like six people.
It's like a hobby. Well, because I think people are endlessly interesting and I'm literally genuinely always interested. Now, Gabe goes to this holiday party every year. I want to go. I'm not technically invited, but I know he could probably bring me and get away with it. So last year, Gabe went to the party. He texted me during the party and said, fine, you can come if you pick me up and drive me home. Now, it's a point of tension for the two of us because I had already had two martinis, so I Ubered there and didn't pick him up, but I did go to the party and have more martinis. And then at the end of the night, when he was like, weren't you going to drive me home? I was like, chill, baby, I'll get you an Uber XL. Chill.
Why don't you
worry
about
baby girl?
No worries, girl. I'll get you Uber XL. No worries, girl. Grant didn't throw reverb on. He wanted that song to be done.
Yeah, totally. So, and last year I went to this party and I was like, key with everyone there. And they were like, come back next year. And I was like, you bet your bottom dollar. Now, I babysat Carmen on Friday night. Gabe was over at my house. He mentioned he was going to this party on Saturday night. I said, wow, I really wish I was invited. And he said, technically you are. And I said, when were you going to tell me?
I had a very busy week. And there was a lot of things that I was supposed to tell people and didn't tell
them. And so, okay, but you guys, literally I'm talking to the audience. You guys, Gabe doesn't like when I come to parties with him, clearly. Because he said, you can come if you want to. And I'm like, okay, I do. I call him yesterday after the noon. I call him yesterday afternoon. What's the deal with the party? He's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, I'm going to go. It starts at 7. I'm like, great. I'm coming too. He responds to my text. Nice. And then I said,
what am I supposed to say? So glad you could join us. Why don't you go ahead? Nice is fine,
but
right?
You didn't send an address.
I forgot to say slay, see you there.
You didn't send an address. You didn't send any details. You weren't like, should we drive together? Nothing. So then I say, I actually have the perfect outfit for the party.
Okay.
You say back.
In my defense, I'm practicing for this party because I'm there as a friend, but also I'm working.
Okay.
I like am playing
piano.
I'm leading the carols of the night and I'm an okay pianist as we know the Adoits, but I'm not a great pianist, which means I need to spend a little bit of time and effort making sure.
So then
my sister's like, I'm going to come drink martinis. I'm like, I'm practicing.
And so then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to dinner and then I'll meet you at the party. He says, okay. So then I'm at dinner. Much time has passed. I text him. I'm like, what's the deal? And he's like, well, I'm here. And I'm like, that's it. I look at Gabe's location. I see where he is. Directions to Gabe's location. I just show up.
Hell yeah.
Because you didn't give me any information.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah, no, you're wrong.
No, I know.
I rock up to this fancy party, not knowing if I need to be on a list, not knowing if there's security, not knowing anything. But I said, I'll get in. I always get in.
So then where does that make me, two or three?
Three.
It's hard to say because ultimately you did allow me to come to this party, which is really your context.
This is what I'm saying.
You were invited.
That's true. I was invited. And everyone there said, wow, we're so happy you're here. You are invited. Which is nice to say. So I think you can be two because you are my connection to that party.
Okay, sorry, Grant. But it is Grant's turn now. If Grant has anything to say from
his journal.
I was actually about to ask Grant about
the journal.
Wait, I have to Grant's show you the journal when we stop.
Journal!
Sterling Silver.
We don't have much time for my journal.
We have as much time as you need, bro.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But two things I wrote down was, number one, I know I'm very late to this, but Succession is so good. If y'all haven't seen it.
It's very good.
Oh, yeah. You started.
Yeah, I'm on like episode 7 or something.
Nice.
Number two, what's the best 2000s TV show theme song? Either from Nickelodeon or Disney Channel, etc.
I have mine.
Is it?
Ooh. I don't want to be anything.
What song? I know what song. Is that a theme song?
Yes.
For what?
Is that not the theme song to One Tree Hill?
Is it?
Oh.
Oh, wow. That wasn't in my question.
It's an early 2000 show.
Wait, but I like it. I like it, though.
I'll tell you my favorite.
You can gaze into the future. You might think life will be a breeze. Life is a breeze. Hello from a distance, yeah.
But it's not that easy. Oh no.
That's my favorite.
That's really good. Mine is probably what's the Drake and Josh one?
Ooh, oh,
no. It's ooh.
Yeah.
I know you. Wait,
that's Zoe 101.
You did Zoe 101 again. I never thought that it'd be so simple, but I found a way.
If you open up your mind, see what's inside.
Grant, what's yours?
I mean, the first thing that came to mind was Kim Possible.
If you want to reach me,
it's okay.
I was just hearing the beam, 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 beam.
Oh.
Do, 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 do.
When are you going to play a game? You going to play a song for leave. Annie to sing?
Yeah, when we leave. But is that all you have in your journal? Is just those two, a theme song and Succession?
What about Es Lunes, Vamos Lions?
Are we vamosing Lions this week or what?
Well, they did win against the Cowboys. They did on beat the Cowboys.
They bit some kneecaps. You just got your kneecaps bitten by the Detroit Lions.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
All I have to do is think of me and have peace of mind.
Okay, Annie, take a solo.
I'm tired of looking around.
Hold on. Here we go. Let me set you up.
Do we want to tell any other secrets?
I did want to say that one time I hit Allie in the head with a metal garbage can while she was sleeping, and I'm still her number one brother and sister.
Interesting.
And I ate all her Halloween candy. And we woke up and it was in a halo around my head.
Annie and I used to share a room. And we're 7 years apart in age.
Six.
So, no, I think seven.
Well, we're eight. Oh, yeah, okay.
Nine. So I think we're 6.5 years apart in age. I digress. There was a period of our lives where Annie was like a literal toddler. And I was like teen. And we shared a room. And there were some antics that... She was kind of a sassy baby, we'll say that much. Annie used to glare at people as a little girl. Like, yeah, the stink eye. She was like, other little girls are like giggly and whatever, and she was like,
I'll fuck you up.
As like a 2-year-old.
We're so thankful that you listen to this show. It's so crazy that we do this. Thank you for listening. If you've listened within this first year, we're really, really grateful. It's actually crazy that we've been doing this for a year. The fact that any siblings can stay in the same room about once a week for a year is nuts.
We stayed in the same house for 365 days a year.
Yeah, but that wasn't elective. That wasn't elective.
We had no
choice. Shit, I would have chosen to do it still.
Damn.
That was sweet. What a cute way to end it.
My special is still available. If you're listening to this on the 10th when it comes out, tonight is a show in Los Angeles that we do a holiday show.
Annie will be there.
It's very good.
It is genuinely a crack up, you guys.
We have last week's show available to stream on demand with Rachel Bloom, which went very well. Allie was there. Grant was there. And this week, Annie will be there. That's about it. I think maybe, why don't you guys take this?
Okay.
And we'll leave everybody like this, and then maybe we'll do some farts.
Okay. I don't want to be
listeners. That was heavy, bro.
We gotta go.